Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, say hi.
Hi.
There he is.
Hi.
Master. Hi, everybody. I am Chris Welch. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelch. Find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And of course, find all of what we've got going on over at InThisLeague.com and the millions. I mean, millions! It's like The Rock. I felt like
millions
of podcasts that we do. We do a lot, is what I'm saying. I'm getting
I thought you were going to say listeners. I was like,
I could have done, yeah. No, can you imagine? We'd be in a much better spot if, even a better time slot if we were getting that many listeners. I could have gone the route of little Dr. Evil, like millions. You do a better Dr. Evil. Do it.
Nah. I don't do Dr. Evil. No.
Stop it.
He's a snake to my mongoose. Or mongoose to my snake. I don't know.
We've
got animals. Nah.
Stop. Damn it. We got a lot of podcasts. You can listen to them all. InThisLeague.com home base to navigate you to most of them. And of course, we've got the Fantasy Black Book that we do with Joe.
They have been revered as not too bad by that guy in your Rappaport League.
Yeah, so. No, that was actually one of my most favorite things more recently was, I'm in the Michael Rappaport Listener League. And our guys from Official Fantasy Rings is in there, and of course no one had heard of us, and like OFR was pumping us pretty good, and in like every time we've had a podcast, you know, you're making me laugh, we've had a podcast episode out, like he's put it in this chat, and he posted one, and one of the guys was like, yeah, I listened to him, not too bad, or not so bad.
Not too bad. Oh, man. Can I quote you on that?
What a review. Okay, will you do the forward for our book? Not so bad. It's like the worst. Will you take that compliment, or is it better just to not have that compliment?
Just don't say
anything. Just don't say anything. If you're going to be it's not that bad.
Listen, to be honest, I gave it a listen. It was pretty, you know, just instead of not so bad, just say pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like I thought it was going to be a total garbage pile, but it was like half of the garbage pile I thought it was.
Or say, you know what? Most podcasts are bad. I actually like this one. Just don't throw the word bad in there. Not too bad. Not bad. You know,
it's just, like totally condescending. It's like, right. Not that bad. It's like, okay, what did you expect? It'd just be a couple guys, 10 cans, like, hey, everybody. Got a podcast.
Joe Bixler got hurt. I'm very upset.
Are there any audio issues here? Can everyone hear me? Am I breathing into the mic too much?
Every podcast issue. One guy's talking from his computer laptop. One guy's breathing directly into the microphone. Oh my God. Dude, that's so funny. Little inside baseball. I was doing, I do the updates over with Gabe and Corey Parsons on Sunday. Right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, if people want to listen live, they've got programming all throughout the day. Our boy Bavona is doing the shift after. He's on air.
You got to talk to him, and I didn't.
Not at all. Didn't get to talk. Oh. Didn't even get a text from Bavona. Didn't even bother to be like, hey, Welch, what's up? Loved hearing you. Nothing, because he's on air now. So I'm doing the updates with Corey and Gabe. Occasionally, you know, when they need to like breathe, they'll stupidly have me on to say something. But right at the end, in my last update, I don't know who it was, but I'm doing my last update and the programming was out, but the next person who was on was in my headphones and whoever it was just breathing into the microphone. And man. So I'm trying to be like, all right, let's go to Steelers in Cleveland. And all I hear is like, And I'm like, I was so distracted. And I even text him after. I'm like, that wasn't a very good update. I'm sorry. But someone was aggressively breathing into my ear for 2 minutes.
Dennis Nedry had just run a couple laps around Jurassic Park. And he was breathing directly into your microphone, huh?
Yeah, it's a whole nother experience, too, especially going like 10 minutes, or not 10 minutes, but like, you know, I'm prepping every 25 minutes to go through the games. And then you get there and I've got like an iPad with notes. But then I also have to have up, you know, the box score, or not necessarily the box scores, but the run of the scores, trying to properly go through, talk like a human being, give the scores, give some stats is so much harder than it looked. I was like, I nailed like 3 of the updates. The other 3, very questionable. Like Gabe and Corey were probably sitting there like, oh boy, like,
oh boy,
this is going to be a little rough. Like the first one was a little rough. Then they got better. Middle ones were pretty good. And
maybe
the last
they thought
one,
breathing into the microphone was going to make them better.
Well, it wasn't them. And the person had no idea. They just, their microphone got put into my feed. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's get to the update. It's like Darth Vader's like, dude, let's hear the update.
The deal has been changed. Yeah. Try it, not change it further.
Welsh, give the box score.
Like, I just didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. So, but I did. And I'll be doing it again on Sunday. So if people want to check it out, I believe it is 1-4 Eastern right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Gabe and Corey just breaking it all down, and poor Gabe too was suffering the Bills, you know, because he's a Bills fan during that. And I was doing a Bills update at once, and I was just like, well, I got nothing for the Bills guys because they are horrible.
You didn't horrible. Say that the Josh Allen era has started.
I did, actually. I had this one update where I was like, it's all Allens in Buffalo as Buck Allen and Josh Allen are in the game, and then it was Lamar Jackson, and I had to go rookies, and I just messed
did he
it
get
up.
A high five or anything from
no.
that game or
nothing,
no?
Nothing.
Nothing. No sold. Your funny joke was no sold.
No.
Don't like that.
Nothing I did was sold. I mean, I had about a minute. They wanted to talk to me at the end, just like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, we're going good. And then it was just like, I was gone.
And it's gone. And it's back. Gone. No more. Well,
a little confusing too, because like I'll still hear them and like, I don't know if I'm live anymore. So one time I was talking and I was like, oh, I'm clearly not on right now because I'm talking and nobody hears me. So I'll just shut up until I get disconnected. So that's the fun. We have always got, it is never short of exciting at ITL, whether it's we're doing update stuff. Bogman's doing 12,000 different shows with IDP. You're playing Weatherman the last couple days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the college fantasy football stuff, like a bunch of games got canceled. So, you know, you're down to waiver options.
You know, that storm,
you know,
too, got downgraded to a tropical storm.
Well, now that it's on land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that it's breached everything and people are dying and it's flooding, it's just a tropical storm.
But there's they downgraded from where it was. But yeah, every game was like canceled, essentially.
Yeah. A bunch of games have been canceled. So,
and everyone's going to you, too. That's the best part. Like they're not going to like weather.com.
Like I'm Nick Cage.
Yeah. They're going to like you and John Lobb and they're just like, hey, guys, what do you think? And then you're like, well, well, Tom, I'd say that this storm is brewing in through the east and it's going to be coming down. And if you look at the jet streams, it has the potential to bring this in. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I would be the worst weatherman ever. First of all, don't particularly have a friendly face. So, yeah. And I would refuse to change my name. Although I guess Bogman is kind of weathery.
I don't know. All right, hold on. We'll go. All right, that's a good one, Tammy. All right, let's flip it over to Scott Bogman for the weather. Scott.
Hey, yeah, it's going to rain again. This stuff really sucks right here. It's probably going to flood. You're going to have a hard time getting around this weekend. Just stay home and order some Uber Eats. Back to you, Tammy.
But check this out. Look, guys, I put an eggplant over this, and look where it's positioned. It looks like a
eggplant
schlong.
Eggplant emoji, rain emoji, rain emoji, rain emoji. Does that remind you of anything? Hold on. I'm going to put a cat emoji here. Now do you get it?
You know what?
Emoji.
Here's a peach. Put that peach in there. Little water emojis. Why? I am shocked, actually, and maybe I'm wrong. Someone correct me. Why have news agencies, specifically with the weather, not embraced emojis? Because I 100%.
Emojis can be dicey.
No, but I'm telling you, imagine a weather department that just decides to start dropping emojis on where the weather is. You know, maybe like it's going to be a big storm and they put an eggplant with some drops on there And then, you know, maybe like, you know, some peaches down where it's going to be nice and sunny.
How about the peaches on those Telemundo weather girls? How about that?
Someone should embrace it. They would be an internet sensation. Right?
The Telemundos already are an internet sensation, but yeah.
All right, the weather in New York, here's the poop emoji, because that's what it's going to be the rest of the time through. Actually, that'd probably be more Florida. It's always kind of poop.
Well, yeah, in Arizona, like from, you know.
It's the devil.
May, yeah.
The devil and the fire emoji.
From May to October, it's just skull and crossbones and fire emoji.
Do they have a tombstone? Just like a tombstone thing where everyone's dead?
Yeah, that's Death Valley right there, where the Undertaker's from, right?
Yeah.
So
you see the Undertaker, but we're not talking any sports. Did you see Ric Flair got married for the fifth time over the weekend?
Ric Flair got married?
Yeah, he got married for the fifth time. There's a picture going around the internet. It's fantastic. It's Ric Flair with Dennis Rodman and Undertaker at his wedding, and Undertaker is double-fisting whiskeys, but both glasses are in one hand. He has both glasses of whiskey in one hand. Dennis Rodman's there, and Ric Flair just out there just, woo, getting married again, just doing the business. Can you believe it?
What a world. Like, I got to be honest. I'm surprised that Ric Flair has lasted this long.
Well, he survived. He almost died like 6 months ago. That's why he's getting married. He's just like newly signed. Man.
You know what? Do everything you can while you can. I mean, he's had a long life here. Dude, is this his son in this picture?
David Flair.
I want some pictures with this guy because
David Flair.
I don't know. I don't know who this is. I'm on here. I'll post it on our thing here. This link, because I'm trying to find this Undertaker picture now. But
just type
dude,
in Ric Flair wedding on Twitter. No,
that's what I just did, dude. Oh, okay. I'm on Google.
Yeah,
on
stop.
Twitter.
Why but, every time do we go through this battle where I say just go on Twitter? It'll immediately be there, and you
I don't
never
think we've
do
ever
it.
Had this battle.
No,
by the way.
You always
I think
go to Google.
This is the first time we've had this battle ever.
Where is the picture? So, the fat dude on the left.
Yes,
that's not David Flair.
I don't know who that is. All I'm saying is I want some pictures with him.
Oh, because it makes you look better?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's a picture of The Undertaker down here, too. Look at these pictures. This is amazing. This is amazing. Ric Flair is a national treasure. Not the fat baseball players that run around and everyone says, oh, and Willens is a national baseball hero because he's 400 pounds and he can run around the baseball. No, it's Ric Flair. We need Ric Flair in this world, not more Bartolo
Colon. Oh, there's a gross picture of them tonguing each other here.
It's the worst picture I've ever seen. Thank you for reminding me. It's the most disgusting. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'd rather go look at the picture of Delaney Walker's ankle than I would of that kiss with Ric Flair. There's tongue and there's confusion and there's sadness and it's all in this one spot.
This is going to sound really horrible.
Oh,
maybe I shouldn't say it.
am I going to win $100?
No. But it looks like she's making out with a corpse. I mean, come on. He looks like he's, two missed meals away from being the Tales of the Crypt host.
I think that kind of
who actually looks like Dick Geron.
It's a little bit of everything.
I see this picture with Undertaker with just.
Do you see the one Dennis Rodman one?
Yeah, with Dennis Rodman.
Look at his hands.
Can't tell
go look at his hands.
Who's? Yeah, I see. He's got two whiskeys in his hand.
In one hand, double fist in it.
So
amazing.
Whose outfit is more egregious here? Is Rodman's or Undertaker's?
It's always Rod.
It's almost always Rodman, but
no,
like
Rodman in general.
Expect it from Rodman anymore. So
Rodman in general is kind of like offensive. Like Undertaker, and, like he's the American badass. Like I expect he came up in a motorcycle bumping Chris Rock off of how annoying, by the way, you're driven by someone in a motorcycle and they're just blaring their music off the motorcycle. Like, yeah, dude, we get it.
Yeah. You're the American badass. We understand. Who is this guy in the pink with the hat on in the fanny pack? I swear someone cropped him by himself and it says Ric Flair got married today. This showed up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. See, look at all this. Look at this amazingness we brought to everybody in the first 13 minutes of the show. Didn't talk 1 ounce of football, but we brought you all of the inside baseball. We told you about Ric Flair's wedding. You're not getting that anywhere else, right?
Oh, you don't want to hear about football. You want to hear about Ric Flair's wedding and how Undertaker's double fisting. Look at this picture right here. I just posted on the page here.
Let's see. This is good radio. Let's see.
Because it looks like I might recognize him. That's got to be a wrestler from something.
I'm telling. I'm so glad you picked him out because I saw a picture and I couldn't double click it. It looks. I'm trying to be sensitive here, but it looks like old fat Macho Man.
Yeah, well, Macho Man is obviously no longer with us.
I know.
Is that Scott Steiner?
No way. Who is that?
I want to see Scott.
Is that Butcher Beefcake? Brutus the Butcher Beefcake?
Oh, maybe it is.
He's really big.
Yeah, I mean, this is a large human being.
I mean, he's like, it's a lot of pink.
Now, Scott Steiner's still ripped, right?
Rick Flock. Okay, I'm going to click on this. We got to find out who this is because somebody on the comments is going to say, someone said Miss Piggy has let herself go a bit.
I mean, he's wearing all pink in a white top hat. So,
how is not one person said who this guy in pink is? Everyone's saying, doot, doot, doot. What does this mean? Is that a wrestling thing? I don't understand
what
this
is. Oh, my God.
That's a problem. Will someone let us know who this, this Pinkberry is? I don't know who this guy is. This guy's amazing, though. All of it's amazing. Football is amazing. Week one was nothing short of incredible from everything you could have possibly wanted wrapped up in one singular week. And we are now raised it up into this week. But it started off with a problem. And we already are losing another guy. This guy is not made of the same stuff that Aaron Rodgers is made of. Because no surgery is going to stop Aaron Rodgers. There's no drug that the team can inject into him that's going to make him miss games or not miss games. Because that's
only collarbones.
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony Barr is his kryptonite.
So what we need to talk about is what went down on the Thursday night game. Because, yes, AJ Green was awesome. Yes, Andy Dalton did work. But Joe Mixon is going to miss what looks like what we're told 2 weeks. Having a minor surgery as like a bone chipped during the game. It's Gio Bernard time, and there's a major concern long term of what's going to go on with Joe Mixon. So we've got to talk about that. So we're going to talk about all the ramifications. We're going to be breaking down the injuries. We're going to do some FanDuel and DraftKings lineups. They're going to be awesome. And we're going to do a full scope look at all the games for week two. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league, a lot of it, to be honest with you. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be back with you right after this.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. BetDSI is celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service and fast, easy payment of winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including... live in-game wagering on all major sporting events where you can make your play at any time during the game. Using promo code FNTSY, BetDSI is offering up to a $1,000 bonus on your first deposit. So use promo code FNTSY, why would you not, and try BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code FNTSY, head on over and start winning today. Go do it. Welcome back. It's In This League. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. Week two action is full throws, but we haven't gotten over this Ric Flair stuff. Did you just find out it actually wasn't a wedding?
Yeah, so I guess a bunch of people on Twitter are saying this wasn't like it was a wedding ceremony, but there was no wedding license. So they aren't actually married. So but, like, I don't know what that means.
I mean, I guess like that's a good thing on his part because he's done this a whole bunch.
Well, it's not like he can have a ton of money left anyway. Doesn't he have like 75 kids? This is Michael Hayes. That's who the pink person is.
Who is Michael Hayes?
It says American professional wrestler. Let me look at his wiki.
That was the big, huge, giant pink
That's
guy?
The big, huge dude in the pink.
That
yeah.
sounds familiar, but it doesn't. It just doesn't ring a bell.
Let's see. Ring name. Doc Hendricks, Lord Michael Hayes, Michael Hayes, Screaming Eagle, Freebird, Michael Hayes.
Nothing. I mean, this is like when Ric Flair was wrestling in, like, I think the NWA it was. I mean, okay. Not the rap group, not Ice Cube.
N-N-W-A. Whoa!
No,
whoa!
It was like one of those organizations that was like before WCW. Yeah, that's probably sure. one of those guys. I don't know what's going on. There's a picture, though, that's also circulating of those two cutting a cake, and like Ric Flair legit looks like he's about
like Jack Torrance.
He looks like he's about to bite into her neck. Like, he looks absolutely terrifying. And she looks terrified. Like, he's gripped onto her. Like, she's holding the knife, and Ric Flair's hand is right on her hand. Like, don't you raise this hand. I've got you.
Woo! This is where I remembered this guy from. Michael Hayes managed the Hardy Boys when they first started. He then became road agent and color commentator for the WWF. That's what I remember.
Nothing.
He was a 1990. Initially appearing for one night on September 23rd, 1999, broadcast of SmackDown, Hayes became a color commentator on Sunday Night Heat alongside Michael Cole and Kevin Kelly from 2000 to 2001.
Wow.
Let's see. He canvassed for John Cena to attack his team partner, Chris Benoit.
I think we've...
Like, he was a manager. That's why I knew his face, but after hearing his name, I didn't remember it.
I mean, we might need to call him after we're done with this if we spend too much more time talking. Be like, hey, Michael, pretty light these days, right? What can we get done? We'd be a good tag team, right?
I mean, I wouldn't be a good tag team partner for anybody because all I've been doing is eating a bunch of Polish sausages and all-you-can-eat shrimp lately. So
who is that? Who's that guy? Rikishi?
Oh, Rikishi. I'm not that big.
No, I'm not saying that, but just like... It's gonna stick your butt in people.
Oh, the stink face. Yeah, I'm not that fat, and I would never wear what Rikishi wore. So,
can you believe that was a thing? Can you believe that people accepted that, like, his finishing move? Can you believe that people actually let this guy put his butthole in their nose? Like, wrestling is one of the most disgusting. I mean, how many guys had pink eye with that? It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. All right, moving on from that because now I'm getting grossed out. Joe Mixon. Adam Schefter reported that Joe Mixon had a knee surgery. A knee surgery at this point seems absolutely devastating, but it looks like it was relatively harmless. They're saying that it was just a cleanup procedure. He had it today, so it's happening on Saturday. They're saying returning in 2 weeks is potentially a best case scenario. With a positive is it doesn't look like this is something that would put him on the IR. So let's not play best case scenario here for a minute. Let's at least say this is a 3 week thing. When did the Bengals have a bye week? I think that's an important thing that we need to look at.
I can look it up. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Yeah,
obviously.
Go look for Joe Mixon or something in a league and see when he's out, because the bye week is important too. Because, you know, let's just say there was a bye week at week 5, that would be an extra bonus. If there is a bye week at week 7, that could be detrimental. If he misses 4 and then they go through the bye week, you'd be without him for 5 weeks. That would go on, but he's out. With this knee surgery, this procedure, you're guaranteed going to miss him for a couple weeks. Enter Gio Bernard. And a lot of Gio Bernard truthers out there. What do we got?
Enter Gio Bernard. That's what I love. I love here comes Gio Bernard.
It's our wrestling.
Week 9.
Yeah, it's our wrestling. Joe Mixon's out. He was hit by a chair, and now Gio Bernard came in. And we'll all learn that it was really Gio.
They've got Carolina next week. At Carolina, at Atlanta. That's rough. Versus Miami, against Pittsburgh, at KC, versus Tampa, bye week.
So what that's is that, like is 5 more games and then a bye week, or 4?
No, it's week 9, so that's 6 more games and then a bye week, 7 okay. more games and a bye week.
All right, so they're not going to be able to, like, balance that out. So what was the third week, the third game from now?
That's at Carolina. They do get a week and a half, because obviously they played on Thursday, so they get a week and a half. Until that matchup. So they get a little resting space. Gio can, you know, I mean, Gio knows the playbook. I think.
I'm sorry. Is that week 3 or is that the third game from
week
now?
Week 3.
Okay. That's what's the third game from now?
Against Miami at home.
Okay. That's a pretty good matchup. The next one is the Steelers, though, right?
Yeah, Steelers, and then on the road against Kansas City.
I think right there to me that I think the Bengals would probably want to focus on Joe Mixon coming back for that Steeler game. So,
yep.
In my brain, he's gone for 3 weeks. I don't care what they said about 2 weeks. He's absolutely gone for 3 weeks. And Gio Bernard is going to come in. And, you know, as a lot of people have said, this isn't like, you know, just a replacement guy that you would want to have. This is a guy that is going to be, is it fair to say he could sit in the same range of a James Conner? I'm not saying have the same impact as James Conner, because the Steelers do things differently with their running backs than the Bengals do. But in the same respect, having a main guy who they trust in Gio Bernard, can he get the type of volume to produce how the Bengals would produce, like a Joe Mixon production? Can they get that from Gio Bernard a la James Conner to Lev Bell?
No, I mean, I don't think you can get...
You don't think so?
So what you're saying is, can we expect the step down to be like Bell to Mixon from, Bell to Conner from Mixon to Bernard? Yeah. I don't think so.
So, okay.
I think Bernard's very good, but those are, you know, two of those three games are rough, at Carolina, at Atlanta. And, you know, even with Atlanta getting banged up, that's a rough game. You know, the Falcons are pretty tough at home. Carolina's tough at home. So,
I
don't know that I would expect a whole bunch out of Gio for those games. That Miami game is a prime matchup.
But does that have to do with you don't think they're going to entrust with him? Because we see a lot of teams do this thing where a guy goes out and then all they do is they if they have like a complimentary back or two backs, they don't want to make the movement. So then they would just bring in a guy like Mark Walton, who would be this guy. Or do you think they're going to bring Mark Walton in to play a Joe Mixon role? Walton. Or do you think Gio Bernard takes the majority? Because I think he immediately jumps in, takes the majority, and he's also a receiving back here. So I think he could actually be a big at.
I think in most leagues you're going to find Gio Bernard is one of those guys that has already been owned, right?
Like, yeah, ad isn't a fair thing to say here. You're right. He probably is owned all across the board.
So I do like Gio Bernard because Gio already had a role in this offense. Like, you know, he was already a dude that was going to get a handful of carries and a couple catches a game at least. You know, if he breaks off a big one, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. So there's plenty of guys that we see that have a role like that already. But the thing is, you're 100% right in the fact that Gio Bernard knows this Bengals playbook. He's been there, and obviously the coaching staff hasn't changed in a million years because stupid Marvin Lewis has been there forever. So he knows the playbook. He knows what to expect, and the guy behind him is a rookie in Mark Walton. And I really like Mark Walton. He's an explosive dude. I think he was a really good pickup by this Bengals team, but I don't know that he's going to be ready to go week three. You know, he can go for an increased role, but I think you're right. I think the majority of the touches are going to go to him in the time that Joe Mixon misses. All I'm saying is if it's 3 weeks, one of those games, he's a pretty decent flex option. I don't think that he crawls up into that RB2.
Wow, really? See,
role.
I completely disagree here. I think, like, I'll be very curious when we get through this week and we get to the week three ranks and we go and look at, like, what the consensus of fantasy pros, all the rankers do. Like, I'm looking this week, just maybe it's like semi-perspective. I don't know how much these guys, I don't know if they've had any adjustments. Another thing we need to talk about is the Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman situation, but I think the adjustment has been made. Tevin Coleman is showing up at 23 for week two amongst running backs. I think that's right where Gio Bernard sits next week. I think in week three,
borderline RB2.
Yeah,
but
he's an RB2. I think he is an RB2 at
semantics. Yeah, I guess. Well, no. 23 or 24. Yeah, sure. He's an RB2. He's just a really crappy RB2.
Like Carlos Hyde, or I don't know what the matchups are. We'd have to go look, but Carlos Hyde or Gio Bernard. I think I would lean Gio Bernard pending the matchup.
I'm just never going to lean Gio Bernard in that one.
You're just completely out. So I like
Gio Bernard. I'm just saying, like, if I have to pick between him and Carlos Hyde, I just think Carlos Hyde is built for more touches. They play the Jets on Thursday Night Football next week, week three. So,
well, Mark Walton had zero touches and carries in the Thursday game. He did absolutely nothing. They had 27 carries. If you want to count John Ross's 3 yard loss, there were 28 carries from the Cincinnati Bengals in that game. I would expect Gio Bernard. This is a flip to me. If they're going to go with Joe Mixon 21 times, I think Gio is a safe 17 to 20 if I want to be play it safe here. Carry guy. Plus, he's also going to get the ball out of the backfield. He caught four passes in this game. I don't think they're going to put Walton in to play a predominant role, but he might get, you know, five carries. They might throw him into that. Gio got five carries there. To me, Gio Bernard is a lock RB2 next week. I'm going to want to go through the paces and look at the rest of the matchups. But when you've got stuff that's battling out, like guys like Carlos Hyde, Royce Freeman, Tevin Coleman next week, Jamal Williams in that range, I don't think it's so much like, he's just like a borderline RB2. It's like, no, he's a lock RB2. And then other guys float into that flex spot.
I don't know. There's a lot of Gio Bernard truthers out there. I'm just never going to be one.
Our boy Heath Cummings, who was on with us over on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, if you want to listen. This news hadn't hit, by the way, when we recorded, because we recorded before the game. How brutal, because Heath was so defeated having to give in to Joe Mixon, because he was a big believer in Gio Bernard. Absolutely vindicated right now, because you're going to get a few weeks of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at next week's matchups, and I mean, there's some tough ones. You got Alex Collins against Denver. Let me see here. Right. You've got Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis against Jacksonville.
Browns are going against the Jets, by the way, so that one I picked might not be
so great. You take Carlos Hyde in that one for sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty good matchup.
LeSean McCoy against Minnesota is a tough one, but here's one. Like, let's say Marlon Mack is healthy this week, and he gets a decent amount of touches.
Gio Bernard.
Right? Gio Bernard.
it doesn't matter.
Over Marlon Mack?
Oh, easy. Okay. Now, without question, I would say where you were leaning with LeSean McCoy, if LeSean McCoy struggles again in week two, this coming week, if we see another low output, we see Murphy getting a predominant amount of carries again, if that goes on, I think that is one of the best battles right there. I think that's a perfect battle. Those guys will be next to each other, where week three, LeSean McCoy, if he's had 2 weeks of struggles, then he's going up against Minnesota, or you're going to have Gio Bernard, and who the hell are the Bengals? Well, the Bengals are going up against the Panthers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm willing to concede that he's a borderline RB2, but I'm not going to say lock RB2 for Gio Bernard, because especially these two games.
Is
at
Mac
Carolina,
really close to you, though?
Atlanta.
Mac would be going up against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup. That's what I was saying. Like, I would probably, it just depends on how Mac looks in this week's game. Like, if he gets 10 touches, I'm not going to go for 10 touches again, obviously. I think Bernard has earned more than that. I just, like, you know, I would start Bernard over guys like Eckler. I don't know if I'd start him over Chris Thompson, you know, and Chris Thompson is kind of flexy to me. Yeah, so it would depend on the matchup. Like, let's see, next week, Washington, Green Bay at Washington. So in that case, are you going Chris Thompson or are you going Gio?
Oh, obviously we're talking full PPR, right?
Yes.
I lean Gio.
I think I'd take Chris Thompson.
I mean, I think this week determines a lot, you know?
Yeah, of course. Peterson, I mean, someone could wind, you know, Chris Thompson could get hurt. Who knows? So, yeah.
And you can't say Jamal Williams anymore, because that's, well, I mean, you can, I shouldn't say that, but Aaron Jones, doesn't he return? Isn't it week three? Or is
yeah,
it three?
He, yeah. Yeah. He comes in. So that one, you know, I mean, and obviously it depends. If we have four running backs go down, then yeah, he's definitely going to be a locked dude to start the next week. You know, if we lose a couple backs this week as well,
Tevin Coleman.
People are excited. I'm not excited.
It's like the Tevin Coleman thing to me, though,
yes,
where, you know, Devontae Freeman goes out and Tevin Coleman moves into a clear cut RB2 this week.
But
that's what happens to me with Gio.
Yeah, but I think that Tevin Coleman was already on that, you know, fringy RB2 anyway.
Well, he was better than Gio in the share, because yes, Gio didn't have as much of a share with Joe Mixon.
Right.
But now Tevin Coleman is just all systems go.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And you could be right. It could be like, look, we want to go with one back. We want to establish pace. We want to do all that stuff. So we're just going to give this job right over to Gio, and we're not going to mix in Mark Walton. And if that's the case, but I think the time frame to see this in action seems to be small. It could be 2 weeks, probably three, like you mentioned. So I'm not super excited about Gio, because, you know, Joe Mixon's going to be back at some point this year. It's not a, you know, season ending injury. So, but this is like this injury right here and other ones that are going to happen coming up. Obviously, Fournette with his hamstring is questionable for this week. And, you know, the weird stuff pops up in the middle of the week, like David Johnson. This is why we told you before the season started, stack those running backs. And hopefully everybody did that.
Yeah, so. I mean, I got hit with Joe Mixon in one of the leagues where he was my second round pick. I had Kamara and Mixon. And luckily enough, I was able to, in the later rounds, I got like an Alfred Morris, you know, who ended up working out. And I'm trying to think of who else. I think I had Jordan Wilkins.
I got Adrian in some leagues
as well. Yeah, I got Adrian as well. Yeah, exactly. So when we come back from the break, let's talk just a tiny bit more. I do want to talk about Joe Mixon's value moving forward, because I do think vultures are going to start circling. I think that's a little bit of a question. Let's talk about the other injuries. You've got Devontae Freeman. You got a lot of running back stuff that's going on. So a lot of running back injuries. Let's kind of tackle those. And then obviously when we get to end of hour two, we are going to talk to you about these amazingly good lineups that we put together that probably would cash $0, but we're going to talk about them. And then in hour three, we're going to hit with all the game scores. We're going to go through the matchups, maybe talk some lines. We'll do all of that. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league. We got 3 hours of it. So stick around. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY. It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back. In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You're asking, how can I listen to the show live every single week and listen to it on podcast? Is that what you asked?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I was asking you. You're supposed to be the audience, Bogman.
Yes.
Oh, great.
That's what I'm asking.
Thanks.
Welsh.
What a great transition to that. Well, guys, thanks, Bogman. You guys can listen to us live on the Fantasy Sports Radio app. You can listen to us live on iHeartRadio and tune in. Or if you've missed any of it or you just got to catch it on the podcast, don't not listen to us, because you can catch us on iTunes, on Spotify. I think you can listen to the podcast on iHeart. We're kind of everywhere.
We're all over the place. You can find us anywhere and everywhere. We're worldwide. Worldwide.
Bogman's very excited about it, too.
Why?
It's a good sell. It's a good sell. Maybe you.
Thank you.
Possibly you.
Investors. Possibly you.
All right, so Joe Mixon. Let's say you were a Joe Mixon owner, like I am.
I am a Joe Mixon owner.
Are you really? Where?
Superflex.
Ooh. Brutal.
I think Superflex. It's either Superflex or Champs.
Both very strong rosters that we had in the Superflex.
I mean, as long as they all stay healthy. So.
Which they're not. So
they sure
that.
Aren't.
Would you feel, I mean, this is always a battle. You and I are kind of the worst to talk about this, but as a general statement, I just want to do it because you and I are going to hold tighter, especially on studs, because the vultures want to come in. I keep thinking, by the way, that person that offered me Joe Mixon. Remember Joe Mixon and Philip Lindsay for David Johnson? Can you imagine if I was a total idiot and did that trade? If I was a complete, I wasn't say a lot of words there. If I was a huge moron,
I could really use $100 right now too.
If I was the biggest moron on the planet, was like, oh yeah, David Johnson, he's questionable. I should trade him for Joe Mixon. That's a good idea.
Well, when David Johnson's back goes out and Joe Mixon can't play again this year, and Philip Lindsay leads the league in rushing yards, you'll be very upset.
I'll be a silly goose. But you and I are very less likely, especially over a couple week thing, to be the guy that's going to go move one of these players when the vultures start circling. What's the scenario for you? Superflex. You just lost Joe Mixon for at least 3 weeks. Let's say, I don't know what your running back situation is. It's probably fine in that
I don't
league.
Know what it is either. I should go check.
You should go look. And I'll look at mine. And now ours, to be fair for everybody, our situations are going to look a little less good because these are 16-man leagues. So the 16-man, it's kind of crazy scoring that we do. I have Kamara and Mixon. In the flex, I have Alfred Morris right now. So I'm going to have to move Alfred Morris to my number two running back slot, less than ideal. I've got CJ Anderson and Jordan Wilkins as my other backs that I can put in flex. Or I really don't have. I got Dante Moncrief, Paul Richardson, but we give points for rushing carry, so those guys could be somebody. But it's really less than ideal. I'm kind of one of these people that could be primed to be someone that, you know, if I got an aggressive offer, I might look at it. What does your situation look like, and what is an aggressive offer where you would move Mixon?
So I've got, this is kind of tough, actually. I've got Derrick Henry, who was bad week one. Obviously, he had the big run pulled back, but, I mean, hey, it still doesn't count. Joe Mixon, and then in my flex, I have Jamal Williams. I have Chase Edmonds and Philip Lindsay, Jacquizz Rodgers, Jordan Wilkins on the bench. This is where I actually have weak wide receivers in this one. So
we both have Jordan Wilkins. He's a curse to Joe Mixon, apparently.
Apparently. So, I think, you know, depending on usage for Philip Lindsay this week as well, I think I'm okay for now. So I'm not going to go sell off. So I have a couple tough matchups. I'm regretting.
I mean, what about next week, though? What if Matt came back, Aaron Jones took the job, and all you had was Derrick Henry? I mean, that is a very, very viable option that could happen here.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. So
if it did, okay, let me throw one at you. What if someone came offering you Isaiah Crowell?
No.
Not going to do it. If you're in that situation, I just painted you. You're going to put Philip Lindsay out at RB2.
I'm going to put Philip Lindsay out and go with I've got Aguilar, Cooks, Allen Robinson, and I've got John Brown on the bench, who I didn't start this week like an idiot, and he went off. So
okay. But how about Rex Burkhead?
No.
All right.
Rex Burkhead with his concussion? No.
Let's move it up then. LeSean McCoy.
Bump up the jams. I would think about it. Right. I'd probably do.
Okay, I got two more for you. Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
Alex Collins.
Nope.
Mark Ingram. No, I just did that because would you do it for Mark Ingram? That's an interesting one. They'll probably come back about the same time.
You know what? I think I would. Yeah.
You might get one extra week of Mark Ingram over Joe Mixon. That's an interesting offer.
Maybe not. There is, I think they're landing a helicopter right next to my building, by the way, right now. So I'm hoping you're not hearing that. But
just a little bit. Are they coming to get you? The Fed?
They might be coming to get me.
Did the Fed see your search history and they're coming to get you?
Oh, my God. You know, just kill me.
Clear the cookies. Clear the cookies, Bogman.
I have to go flush some stuff down the toilet real quick.
Get the suitcase.
My God. Yeah. There's a military base kind of close to here.
No, there's not at all.
There is. They train military helicopter guys in Fountain Hills. So,
oh, really? I'm actually by guy. It's funny that you say that, like, because Luke Air Force Base is like,
oh, that's a real, like, you have sonic booms going over your head.
I literally have the fighter jets that will go over our heads.
Well, we have the Scottsdale Airport where they train a bunch of new pilots and stuff, and the new guys will fly too low and screw everything up for everybody for a day or two.
You know, the Scottsdale police when they're just trying to get the drop on insidious individuals, and you know, they've done a internet sweep search of their history and they're coming to get you.
Look, I know you like Gio Bernard and I don't, but you don't have to blast me on the show here. All right.
I'm just saying, you know, the speeding ticket. I think your speeding ticket might be a little bit more likely. You think they do that?
No, it'd be hilarious as if they landed that helicopter like in the roundabout by my apartment complex and then came over and served me. Like, now you have to pay for this helicopter ride for this process serving, and it's like $10,000 bill. Yeah. I mean, I would hate it. I definitely started GoFundMe, but it would be funny.
I had, by the way, I dealt with, I told it on one of our secret shows. I had an incident when I was on a trip with getting a ticket, but I only got a warning, but I did get this insurance thing. I forgot.
And oh, I left it, snap.
Yeah, 2 days before I was supposed to appear in court in a town, in a city that I don't live in. Like, and not just like, oh, it's just like the city down the way, not 30 minutes. It's like 3 hours. And right. I remembered and I called. They would not pick up the phone. It was like a small town.
Everyone in court is on. I can just imagine they're doing like some serious murder case and the phone's just ringing in the background because you have to do your insurance
20
thing.
20 times, dude. Yeah, that's funny. 20 times I called back to no one would pick it up. And I was like, what are these people doing? And
then, is this like Snowflake or something? Like, where were
Flagstaff?
You?
Flagstaff. It was Flagstaff.
Just Flagstaff?
Yeah, Flagstaff. They wouldn't pick up.
Okay. Pick up your phone,
but Flagstaff. then they got back to me and we took care of it after like putting it right up to the wire. Like,
all right. Well, I can still hear this guy flying around. Like, he is flying very low. There might be a criminal over here or something. Probably. My door's locked. My doors are not locked.
On the break, go lock those things. Probably Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard's coming at you. Okay, so did you answer Alex? We did Mark Ingram. You
I
said
don't
no
know
one
what
Alex.
We're talking about now.
Sorry.
What was it?
Trading Joe Mixon if someone was circling. Alex Collins wouldn't do it, but Mark Ingram would do it for you.
I think I would trade for Mark Ingram because we know Mark Ingram is pretty good. It looks like, you know, there's going to be a lot of scoring for New Orleans offense this year because the defense looked so bad week one. Now, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, beating up Cleveland in New Orleans would mean, oh, this defense is back. You know what I mean? So it could be a more of a porous defense. They're going to score a bunch of points, New Orleans. So I would go with that. Plus, you know, it's a suspension. It's not an injury. And this is something that could linger for, I mean, to be honest, probably going to linger for Mixon throughout the year.
I mean, so, you would want, if both healthy and both playing games, we're taking Joe Mixon over
Mixon
Ingram, right?
Yes.
Okay, but in this instance, based on the injury,
he's
based
already
on,
banged up, yeah, going to miss time, and Mark Ingram is going to come back with fresh legs to a good offense. Yeah,
God,
I think I'd take
that's a really interesting one, going out and putting that offer out there.
I think a lot of people would probably... you know,
wonder who has Mark Ingram.
They might take that off or offer it. You know, just go out and get Joe Mixon.
You got Mark Ingram in that league?
In which league?
In the big Bogman league?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I have Mark Ingram in like all of our keeper leagues, and if you want to trade me Joe Mixon in any of those, I would be more than happy.
I don't have any of those.
That goes beyond this year. So
the other injury, well, there's a couple to talk about, but Devontae Freeman officially ruled out. And we've alluded to it. Tevin Coleman, he is a go to be the fullback, the full-time back, at least, you know, the main guy. Tevin Coleman on Fantasy Pros, as I'm looking at this, I do think this could change by Sunday morning if they are allowing people to, you know, keep making those adjustments. He's at 23 right now, behind Royce Freeman, Carlos Hyde, Leonard Fournette, Deion Lewis. What do you think? Is he below all those guys?
That's who?
Tevin Coleman.
Oh, okay.
Would you really take Royce Freeman over Coleman right now?
No, I would put Coleman ahead of Royce Freeman.
Carlos Hyde?
Denver's playing Oakland.
Yeah, but still, like with the mix of the running backs, I don't trust Royce Freeman enough. Tevin Coleman's all they got. Name off the top of your head.
Ito Smith.
No way I would have got that. No way.
It's Ito. Well, Ito Smith from Southern Miss, really, really good in CFF last year. Put a lot of people over the top. So I really like Ito Smith
and he
could be a thing. Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty solid. So, I think like this is one of those things where yes, Tevin Coleman is now the dude, but they're going to use Ito Smith. They like using two backs.
Which would be hilarious is if Ito Smith is the vulture to Tevin Coleman. You know, like Tevin Coleman's always doing that. Like Tevin Coleman will get in those opportunities and then he's going to be the one that's going to get vultured.
Yeah, I mean, it very well could. They like using two backs. So I don't know how prepared, because he's a rookie, I don't know how prepared he is to jump straight in.
Yeah.
So, but I do like Ito Smith. And moving forward, while Freeman misses time, I think he could have some decent usage. Not great, but I think of Gio before Mixon got hurt. That's probably what Ito is now.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Leonard Fournette is a question mark. He is ranked currently 20th at running back. It's against New England's defense right now, but it's because that we don't know what the hell's going to go on. He hasn't practiced all week. Maroney did say that they'll play him if he doesn't practice. He's a game time decision from last I saw. Have you seen anything get upgraded? I just
no.
want to make sure I'm giving you the correct no. information here. So he has not been upgraded. He's a game time decision. Even if he plays, we have to assume they're going to taper back a little bit because TJ Yeldon is a guy. So I ask you, Leonard Fournette or Tevin Coleman this week?
If I have the option, I go with Tevin Coleman.
Okay, so you have both of the guys. Fournette is going to play. We're still going to go Coleman over Fournette. I think that's where I'm leaning.
Yeah, I mean, I the unfortunate thing for this is I really, really like this matchup for Fournette.
Yeah.
But like you mentioned, game time decision. He may or may not play. I don't think running backs really need to practice that much. You know, it's hand the ball to him, smash it, especially a guy like Leonard Fournette. You know what I mean? You're not running crisp routes and all that stuff. It's just, you know, run forward and knock the guy over in front of you. So, I'm okay with him not practicing. I'm not okay with not knowing. You know what I mean? If they said he didn't practice, but he's going to play, he'll be fine, then okay, I'm on board. But not knowing, I don't like that.
Yeah, so. Well, and just, you know, I mean, I know he's a workhorse guy. He's a pound-it type of guy.
But he's not going to be like, what's the most, 15 carries, tops?
See, that's what I assume.
Absolute tops.
I know I could be wrong. And
two of those
know,
could be touchdowns, though.
Yeah, they could be touchdowns. Also, this injury could have been played down pretty well. And, you know, this is a volume guy. Then he gets into the game, and Leonard Fournette goes out and carries the ball 27 times. And you feel like a silly goose because you put him on your bench, and you put him in a favor of Tevin Coleman. For me, a guy like Tevin Coleman is that option where I would be like, you know what? I could live with myself. I couldn't live with myself if I was taking Leonard Fournette out in favor of Alfred Morris or Jamal Williams or... I don't know. I mean, this is a tough one. This guy's ranked higher than Fournette this week right now, but what about Adrian Peterson? I mean, would you start Peterson over Fournette regardless? It's a great matchup.
Yeah. Yeah. Against the Colts, I sure would. And I think that Peterson is completely overrated as well because he didn't get like an insane amount of snaps where people think because he had so many carries and everything that, oh man, he must have been in there for a ton of snaps. He's in there for about half of them. Chris Thompson was in for the other ones, and I think Fat Rob got a couple carries in there too. So he just, like, the Redskins were just pounding the Cardinals really bad. So I think this week and next week especially, or week one, week two, if Peterson has another ton of carries, we had Mixon go out, we're going to have other running backs go out as well. I think he is going to be a prime trade chip if you have any Adrian Peterson shares.
I feel the same way, but at the same time, I actually feel like I'm gun shy. After week one, I have multiple teams that had some good depth. You know, I had guys, I'd have like a lot of Alfred Morris shares, some Breida, some Adrian Peterson. You know, I hit on some guys, but with the amount of
injuries, you hit on some guys?
I didn't hit on some guy or hit. Well, I guess I did hit
you
on guys.
I just said that. Just yeah. said you hit on guys.
Phrasing. What am I going to say? Looking for a good time. I don't know what to tell you. But, like, with the amount of running back injuries that are going on, Devontae Freeman banged up for a game. Joe Mixon out. You know, David Johnson was on there for a bit. I feel like I'm gun shy unless this is, like, my running back five. Like, I don't know if I would have to get aggressive offers. The prime real estate that a running back holds now because of these injuries makes me really shy to want to make a move. Like, we have a three-sport league that we do, and I'm very deep at running back. I had Devontae Freeman. That was one. Kareem Hunt, but I lost McKinnon already. Devontae Freeman's out, but I drafted. I had Burkhead. I've got Alfred Morris, Adrian Peterson, and all that. And when I had this depth of like five or six running backs, I'm down to like three or four now. So I'm really gun shy to wanting to make that move.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just think that you could possibly, like, if you could trade Peterson and a wide receiver and get back Mixon in a wide receiver. Like, then the wide receivers are closer to the same range, you know, because someone else is very desperate. You know, like you say, yeah, maybe I'm kind of in some strength in some league, but that's the deal that I'm talking about. Or, you know, the league where you have decent running backs and Peterson, you flip him and you get the wide receiver that you need. You get the tight end that you need because you lost Delaney Walker, something like that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. So, just quickly going before we get out of this hour, that David Johnson, he was questionable. He's been upgraded to healthy. He's a go. Marlon Mack is questionable, so you got to keep a lookout for that. That could affect Jordan Wilkins' shares out there. We also had Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead, both questionable. Burkhead was in concussion protocol, though we didn't even really know what was going on. So be on the lookout for that. I think he could play. I don't see why they would press Sony Michel, to be honest with you. Darren Sproles is out, so maybe we'll talk about Corey Clement here in just a little bit. But don't go anywhere. That is hour one. Bogman and I, we're coming back. Hour two, we're going to go through the rest of some of these news and notes, and then we are going to construct some DFS lineup, so you're not going to want to miss that. Let's see what we can do. More in this league coming up. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. Talk to you on the other side of this hour.